Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Would I ever go into this lighting for no reason? No.
Vanity-wise, that you guys is like a must-have.
Before I grab my son, I'm grabbing that.
Ah! Her mother and I have been waxing each other for quite some time now.
Why is her shirt off?
I'm gonna say the pool guy.
Answer.
He did it in the face like Randy.
Slide in the bed with us starting right now. To Nightly Pop. So Hunter is out tonight. Obviously, Morgan is still off doing her mommy thing. So I am holding it down with Victor Cruz and Kim Whitley.
What's up, Kim?
Oh, the peace sign. That's how you feeling today?
That's how I'm feeling.
You feeling peaceful. You feeling peaceful?
Sitting next to Victor in that purple.
Oh, boy.
I'm just trying to match the set, y'all.
Victor, all this bling. Victor always makes me want to step my jewelry game
up.
Damn.
They do something with the lights when
blinks.
I sit here.
It is good. All right, you guys. Question of the night. Let me ask you this. Could you live next door to your parents? I think I know the answer for you, Victor. You love your mama.
I do love my mama.
You guys, listen. Khloé and Kris are doing this because E! Has confirmed they bought side-by-side mansions for a combined $37 million. So would you guys love, like, living next door to your mom, or is that a little too close for comfort?
It's a little too close for me. As much as I love my mother, I know she watches this show, Mama, I love you to death, okay? But I just couldn't live next to her because even though we live 30 minutes away right now, she'd still be pulling up, coming through the garage, you know the cold. I'm in the room like, who's coming? What's that? And then she like, hi.
She doesn't text.
I brought snacks, you know what I mean?
Well, she can't.
It depends.
Snacks.
It depends. She'll, sometimes she'll text if it's like, if we've been talking, but sometimes she's like, I was in the area, so yeah. I just pull up, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
She's
Have
got,
you ever
she's
been in a compromising position when she's pulled up?
So one time she pulled up and I had my ex-girlfriend meeting me there and they hadn't met yet. And she was meeting me there and my mom happened to just be dropping something off. I thought I could, you know, calculate it and get there before her. I did not. They both got there. My ex was mortified, looked at her like, and then they had a conversation where my mother goes, so do you know how to cook?
No.
She goes, yes, I think so. Like, and I was
That's
like, Mom, you can't ask her that.
It's intimidating.
Just met this woman.
But that is a mama question to ask.
It is. And we gotta remember the Kardashians' houses aren't like what we used to, a house right next to you. You can talk to someone. This is why your mom.
Maybe you and I can.
Yeah,
maybe you
exactly.
and I.
This one
over here. I don't know. These are acres. Like, this is a combined $37 million. So I don't feel like she could yell out the window to Kris.
Right.
Like, she definitely still would have to venture over there, but it's still a little
close. That ain't gonna stop her. Like, that's just a little 5-minute walk. That's fine. She sent 3 tweets, and by the time she's done, she's in front of the crib. Like, that's easy.
There's times I need to be ratchet. I need to be on the low. I need to be on a sneaky link.
You can't have
a sneaky link.
I have mama looking up. People pulling up. They're like, who is that?
You have a party or something? Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
And your mother's the one calling the police on you?
Yeah. All right, let's move on, you guys. All right, so we have all had to make sacrifices during this pandemic. Mariah Carey is no exception. She posted a video getting her second COVID shot, and to get it, she had to break her golden rule. Now, if you know Mariah, you know she don't like no bad lighting.
By the way, people were like, oh, it's the fake needle. Who's gonna, what? You know, can you show the light? Would I ever go into this lighting for no reason? No.
It's less painful that way.
On three. One, two, three.
Okay,
was
I'm
done.
See, I'm...
The needle's in
opera
trap.
And we got through this with no,
First of all, Mariah looks good in that lighting. Like, yeah. She doesn't give herself enough credit. Like, she looked good.
Couldn't see her. She had a mask on, glasses. She was hiding from
I don't even know if I would have recognized her, but we know that she is very specific about her lighting. Is there one thing, vanity-wise, that you guys is like a must-have for you that's like your security blanket?
Hair on my head.
Oh, okay.
That might help.
That's your security blanket.
Let me tell you something. Let there be a fire or an earthquake. Before I grab my son, I'm grabbing that ring.
No!
I told my son, I said, if anything happens to mama and you gotta call 911, I said, I need you. I train him on this. This is a drill we do at least every 3 months. I said, make sure mama got a wig on, grab some lipstick and some blush. I said, for them firefighters, come over.
Stop it.
You gotta stop.
It's a full-fledged fire and you worried about your wig.
Do you understand? The firefighters, they got cameras, they take pictures.
What if the fire starts in the room the wig's in?
Ooh.
Okay, that was good. Grab your mama a good hat.
Grab all the beanies.
The questions that need answers. Victor, wait, what's yours? I think I know.
Well, I mean, I'm not posting a photo on Instagram if the lighting gotta be right. Like, you know, the lighting is always
you
a
are
thing.
Good at like you your thing is fast cars or a boat or good lighting.
You make me sound like Hugh Hefner.
Well,
if the boats
are single right now.
And like fast cars, boats.
And add that last one, fast bitches. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Meanwhile, in pet news, Reese Witherspoon ran into some drama with her puppy named Major. It looks like he's in some trouble after something he ate.
Who ate the couch? Who did that?
Oh my gosh.
Did you do that?
I had to look away.
Oh, he's so
Major.
Cute. Oh my gosh, it's so hard to be mad at dogs.
I have a puppy, he's 5 months old.
You're not and he is crating eating some things. Day.
No, but I crate him.
Okay.
Then I let him out.
That's how you train him.
But you need to watch him. That's how you train him. You crate him. Because they're teething and they will a whole couch you can't fix.
See,
he
my
did
thing
eat
is...
my nephew's retainer.
Oh.
$400 later.
Ooh.
Yep. It was delicious. Of course, I didn't do
was
anything.
Was it,
to
though?
It, right.
I guess for the dog.
You guys, this wouldn't be in your house?
This isn't for me, because if he chewed up one pair of my J's No.
Could you imagine?
The thoughts alone, he's out of here. Like,
yeah.
But do you blame the puppy or you blame the adult? Do you blame the human?
I'm blaming the puppy. Okay? This doesn't even taste good. It's rubber and glue.
Messing things up. It's just like a kid.
It's
like,
a kid.
You wouldn't leave a little 2-year-old in the room by themselves. Like, they need supervision.
Yeah, I have a friend that has a puppy. He has to drop him off at the dog. Like, he travels, and it's like, it's an extra expense.
It would be really hard for me to discipline. That's why I don't think I can have kids, because that look, I'm breaking down. Like, that little puppy, I couldn't be mad at the puppy.
Oh, no. You break down till they're about 5-6 years old, and that's gonna change that little...
Okay, fans are freaking out over Selena, the series part 2. It dropped yesterday on Netflix. There's one scene everybody's talking about. So it shows a real life moment that really did happen when a young Beyonce met the Queen of Tejano outside of a shopping mall.
Yeah. What are you doing? Who are you looking at? Who's that?
Selena.
Selena? Who's Selena? I said, who's Selena?
A famous singer, be quiet.
You're a singer too, tell her.
Oh my.
Beyonce knows. You better learn not to be afraid of people if you ever want to be famous, too. Now, come on.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute.
Now, I do appreciate the homage moment.
Of course.
Yeah.
Child, is this supposed to be Beyonce? That's supposed to be Tina.
Yeah.
And Beyonce was supposed to tell her to be quiet.
Now we know.
Who wrote this? No, good and well.
Somebody black did not write this.
Beyonce ain't never said be quiet to no
not
Tina.
Not to Miss Tina.
No way. No,
she still wouldn't.
No,
not
she
like
should.
That.
No.
Yep, and
be like quiet.
Respects,
that's not, black kids don't talk to their parents
that's
like
what
that.
Tina said. She has never had to spank her children.
I'm also wondering, why is this the first time I've heard of this story, this interaction? I feel like I've never heard
Beyonce's told this story before. And now it's an old story, so she told it before. Because, of course, Beyonce grew up in Houston. So she grew up in Texas. She said that she was in a mall, and she said it was quick. She said that she walked past Selena. She was too starstruck. She said hi. Selena said hello, and that was really it. It was just a very small interaction, but it made an impact on her. And she said that she loved Selena. So this is a really cool moment, and I'm glad they're doing it in the show. The casting, though,
Right. Oh, iffy.
We're sensitive about our Beyonce, but it is a cute story. All right, Selena. We got to take a break, but coming up, a game show contestant may have let a secret hookup slip. Just Got Real is next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
With our favorite dysfunctional part of the show. So Kim and Victor, are you guys ready for Just Got Real?
Ready. Ready. Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. So first up, we have an exclusive sneak peek at this Sunday's Extreme Sisters on TLC. Y'all know the show is crazy. So Brittany and Brianna are identical twins. They are married to identical twins as well. Fun fact, they've only been on double dates together their entire lives. So never a solo date each. That might not change.
You can't go on date nights anymore, you know?
Couldn't two of you go out on a date and the other two stay home with baby Jeff and maybe have a date at home?
We met in a group.
Right.
We instantly paired off within that group, but we've never, like left the group.
Even on our honeymoon, I'm thinking about it, like, I guess,
yeah, right. We were always together.
So now we've never done
insane.
That. I think it could be good for the relationship to go out and have one-on-one time potentially.
Maybe not though.
But I don't see, I don't really see it right now.
Oh,
this is odd to me.
I'm just gonna go ahead and ask it. Do you think they're having group sex in the bed all together?
Oh my God, I hope not.
Did you imagine that?
Wait, did they get pregnant together? See, that's the problem.
Barely, she just had one. It looks like the other one's pregnant.
Yeah, but that's where they messed up. That's where they blew it. They should have been ovulating and said, we're getting pregnant together so they can continue this foolishness, because that baby's about to break up.
As soon as the mother came up with the only logical idea, like, maybe two of you can stay home.
Right,
and then you guys can go on a date. They were like,
They were so... It's like they didn't...
It wasn't even happening.
...come across their mind.
And it sounded like one of the husbands, he was afraid. He was like, it would be nice. And he looked at his brother like, well, I guess maybe not.
Yeah. All right, speaking of setting boundaries, Smothered returns on May 31st, and they've really outdone themselves with this promo.
My mother and I have been waxing each other for quite some time now. You're smooth like a baby again.
Yeah, thank you.
My life without my daughter would be like taking all the colors out of a rainbow.
Here, give me those. Here. These are mine.
Can you tell whose underwear it is by sniff test?
No.
Yes.
I have decided that I was going to try an at-home insemination.
I gave her life, so now I get to put it inside of her. There's the baby juice.
Did she say baby juice? Baby juice?
Oh, I thought the twins thing was bad. You guys, all right, this is all mother-daughter relationships. Which one disturbed you the most?
I do.
We're going to go D all of the above.
First of all, this definitely tops the twin show.
Yeah.
That's.
Would you wax your mom like that?
No, I almost cussed. Absolutely not.
She was in full.
Miss Lady, get up!
That left elbow is so locked.
Why is her shirt on? This is a lot.
It's a serious relationship.
That's toxic.
I was like, y'all gonna be together.
Victor, you with a woman, you digging her, y'all getting along, and then you walk in the room to say hi, and her mom are doing this.
No, I got to go. Like, this is a deal breaker for me. Because, like, I'm coming in, you're doing that, and then how am I supposed to do anything with you after watching that?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
No, because the mother's gonna be in there giving you instructions.
Victor.
She don't like it like that.
She don't like it like that.
Oh, God, you guys. Moving on, we have got a cheating scandal over on Maury. Surprise, surprise. So Keisha thinks that her man iPod,
his name is iPod Child.
He is cheating on her with her best friend, apparently, she thinks. So she might have a few more problems, though, to worry about.
You were asked during your relationship with Keisha, when you said you were DJing, were you actually having sexual intercourse with another woman? You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
The machine broke.
You were asked during your relationship with Keisha, have you ever had sexual contact of any kind with her best friend Rita? You said no.
I know they've been not allowing me.
The lie detector test determined you're telling the truth.
Told truth.
Broke or not? Is it broke or not? I thought it was broke. Now you're celebrating.
First of all, I need him to get rid of the iPod name.
He got to get a new name.
Yeah.
It was funny, though, in the full clip, Maury called him iPad at one point. I was this is trick. I think he needs to get away from Keisha, personally. Keisha is toxic. She looks like she's ready to fight at any given time.
Yeah.
She's at one octave all the time.
Let me tell you something. Keisha wore her fighting bangs. And whenever you wear them type of bangs, anybody wearing them type of bangs can fight. I'm gonna just tell you that right now. So Keisha ain't somebody to play with, so you know.
I like iPad. I like this little dance in the beginning.
Every time somebody's toxic, you like them.
But you know why? Because when you're that skinny and you're a man and you dance like that, you're working with something.
Look at this dance.
You're working with something. Look at that.
You know what?
Oh yeah, get it, iPod.
Let's move on. Finally, we have got to talk about, y'all know I love me some Family Feud. It is one of my favorite shows. It's my best way to unwind. You got to check out the bombshell that this woman dropped during the show. Look at her husband's reaction.
Name someone who has touched your bare bottom.
I'm going to say the pool guy.
We gotta have him talk when we get home.
I was dying to know who was up there.
Pool guy.
Wait a minute, I want you to notice. How, when you're on a game show, you usually like, her husband was like this.
Slow clap.
Did you see his face?
Slow clap.
But he did his face like, Randy. Pool guy's name is. Damn it, Randy. I didn't know you were beating my wife while I'm gone.
That was a very, it was almost like he expected it. Like, oh, okay, I know who she's talking about.
100%. Like, he was like, what? And he was like, damn it, Randy.
Steve was looking like your husband is right here. She was very excited to say it, too.
And she didn't look back. She didn't turn to look back at him once.
Never did she.
Never looked back.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss should.
She's like, we gonna get this money.
All right, we gotta take a break. But coming up, drunk and ditched by your friends is that breaking girl code. Messy Besties is next. Okay, who doesn't love having friends, but sometimes things can get a little tense. So who is ready for Messy Bestie? All right, so first up, one friend had to get something off her chest, and we don't think her bestie saw this coming.
Okay, you know that night, like, I came to your house, and, like, we all drank, and it was, like, a good time? I was sitting on the couch, and, like, me and your brother started talking.
You did not! Are you gonna say what I think you're gonna say?
Yeah, so... Me and your brother, like...
Are you kidding me?
And we're, like, talking, and, like, we're actually, like, friends with benefits now.
Are
and
you kidding
me? I feel like this happens. Yeah.
It happens.
Both of y'all seem very calm about this news. I'm concerned about if y'all have done this before, because this is... Both of y'all took this real well.
No, do you have brothers?
No.
Then that's why you don't know. First of all, men are nasty. Let's just say what it is.
First of all.
Yeah, men are nasty. And if your friend is hot, they come over and you go to the bathroom or go somewhere, your brother is going to be like, so hey, girl.
Right.
There's always a moment. I mean, I've had a couple homeboys who will remain nameless that have siblings, and I always used to be like, especially my younger years, you're just like, yo, what's up with your sister? Like,
yeah.
You know, she's getting older now. You know what I mean? We could go out. You know, you don't have to be there while we out now.
You know, making plans can be a little bit annoying, especially when you're trying to hang out. But one woman has had it with friends who are constantly gaslighting her.
Oh, you're my best friend. We love hanging out with you guys. Oh my God, we always have so much fun. Oh my God, stop blowing me off then. If you don't have time to hang out, then don't tell me you do. Don't call me on Monday and say, oh my God, we miss you so much, we want to hang out. Let's go out to dinner. And then Friday come around, ghost. Saturday, gone. And then you post it on the bullshit on Facebook and Instagram. I'm not down with that.
Girl, welcome to adulthood.
Okay.
Like, we all say that. You know, I miss you. I want to hang out with you. And then the weekend come, and I'm off doing something else.
I know, but I do want to be her friend.
You do?
For some reason, I feel like she got a whole bunch of stories.
I feel this especially because I try to link up with Kim all the time.
Oh.
First of all.
Just sending me through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The whole weekend flies by, Nina. And I don't even get a text back.
Your middle name is Ghost. Don't start on the show. Don't you, boy.
She made this video for you, by the way.
Yes.
This 1,000%. Is specifically for you.
I do have to do a better job of following through.
We talked about that.
After the pandemic, we know what matters.
I'm honest about that.
Don't text me and say,
you need to text me back. You haven't texted me back in ages.
And I don't hear from you.
You didn't even text me back from yesterday, by the way.
Ooh, we got a commercial.
We got to go.
We going to talk about this offline. Okay, when it comes to being a best friend, you should not break girl code. But sometimes booze gets in the way of people just giving a
Me and my boyfriend at the time, we broke up. So my best friend, she suggested that we went out to go drink. We didn't eat all day. So when we drank, we got so drunk that we threw up everything and more at the club. And just like all of us girls, don't lie, I saw my ex at the club and I wanted to go say hi to him. He's like, you're drunk. And I'm like, I know. And I start stuttering and I go, and he's like, oh no. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna run to the ladies' room. He's like, let me go with you. And I'm like, no, stay here because I feel like they're gonna leave me. He was like, they're your best friends. They're not gonna leave you. I kid you not, I go to the bathroom for like 2 minutes, I come out and they're gone.
She need to know her tolerance and keep her ass home if she can't
Victor!
Drink.
Wait a minute.
Excuse you.
You need to know your tolerance, boo.
Okay? Wait a minute. I like to get a little mannish on this set sometimes.
I got to hold it down between these two strong black women. I got to be leave her in the club. They feel me.
Leave her.
Feel me. Leave her ass in the club. You're throwing up everywhere. Can't take you nowhere.
You imagine Victor out with us both drunk?
Right.
He gonna be mad. We both get thrown in the back seat.
You gonna see a cloud of smoke. I'm out of there so fast.
Vincent!
You know what? I believe him.
Like, no, he gonna leave.
But guess what? You ain't leaving us.
I'm hanging on to Vincent.
We running like Forrest, boo. We running like Forrest.
My ankle's like, where are you going?
Vince, now we know his tricks, Kim, so we got it. Next time we hang out, you ain't leaving us. All right, guys.
You ain't leaving me. I'm gonna handle like this. He'll be like, dang, girl, you strong. I told you not to go.
Listen, we have for too much fun, but we are out of time. Join us tomorrow for a new episode. And listen, do not forget to set your DVRs. Have a good one, guys.
Peace.